namaste, namaste, namaste. Family, I love you so much. Get your gratitude attitude listing. Platinum Chains, Rolling Us Up by Michael Wood. Gratitude attitude list. Let's go, low, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Put those smiles up. I love you, Twin Flame. What are you grateful for? I'm grateful for you. Ooh. Go through the body, head, shoulders, knees, toes, checking in. Get a little itinerary list, which muscles need some attention, which ones do you need to stretch, do you need to hydrate, do you need to go to the bathroom? Check in, check in, check in. A little micro core vinyasa, get it flowing. It's a 6.5 minute flow. Simple to do, simple to do, all for you.
What up, what up, what up, fam? About to start this little max power minute. It's gonna start your child's pose, knees wide to the outer edge of the mat. Sitting back on your heels, dropping all those thoughts of the future, the past, just coming into the present moment, connected with that nice, powerful Ujjayi breath, glorious ocean breath. Just taking about 12 breaths here, wiggling the hips, trying to sink them lower towards the feet, if the fascia of the bottom of the soles of the feet are a little tight, you can curl onto the toes, stretch those out also. Walk your fingertips as far forward towards the front of your mat, and then walk them over towards the left side, trying to stretch out those right side obliques. Take a few breaths here. Then inhale, walk your fingertips to the center and then opposite side. Stretch out those left side obliques, three. Trying to sink the hips a little bit deeper, two. Inhale, back to center, take two more deep exhales here. Maybe flutter the lips on an exhale, like rolling the forehead left and right. Send intention for yourself. Take three breaths, just come up to a nice even all fours. Shoulders stacked over the wrists, hips over the knees, toes untucked. You're gonna drop the belly, inhale, gaze up, deep breath in, cow. Exhale, tuck the chin, curl the back, cat. Inhale, cow. Exhale, cat. Shift your hips to the left and to the right. Stretching out your side obliques, the lat muscles. And then inhale with your own breath. Going at your own pace. And exhale, cat, cow for a few more. 3 to 6. Squeezing those fingertips into the earth. Getting them nice and rooted. Getting all the surface area contact of your hands onto the earth. Getting completely flat. Letting that weight disperse. Then we're gonna come to a neutral spine. We're gonna inhale our right knee out straight towards the right. Knee can stay bent, 90 degrees. We're gonna hold this here for 3, 2, 1. Exhale, lower and hover that right knee 2 inches above your mat. Inhale, bring it back out, a little fire hydrant dog. 3, 2, 1. Exhale, lower it down. Inhale, bring it back out. Fire hydrant, hold it here, and then extend that right foot straight out. So leg is straight, still fire hydrant for 3, 2, 1. Inhale, left arm straight forward. Exhale, left arm out towards the left, little awkward airplane, limbs lifting as high as we can. 3, 2, 1. Holding it here, maybe that left arm reaches around back, grabs that right ankle as that right leg goes straight back. Shoulder opener, back bend. Still holding, 3, 2, 1, and exhale, all the limbs down, drop the belly. Inhale, cow. Exhale, cat, tuck the chin. Neutral spine. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, lift that left knee out towards your left side. Fire hydrant, holding it here for 3, 2, 1. Exhale, lower and hover that left knee 1 inch above the mat. Inhale, lift it back out, fire hydrant. 3, 2, 1, exhale, lower and hover. Last time, inhale, lift it up. Option to step or extend that left leg straight out towards your left side for 3, 2, 1, and then right arm's gonna extend straight forward. 3, 2, 1, and right arm goes out towards the right. 3, 2, maybe that right arm reaches around back, grabs that left ankle as the left leg goes straight back. Kicking as much as we can, that shin again to the back bend for 3, 2, 1. Exhale, lower that knee down towards your mat, drop your belly, inhale, cow. Exhale, cat.
Rolling into this max power minutes. Got 21 minutes left. Shout out all you guys. Keep soaking in that self-love.
A little saw motion, pressing forward and backwards on your tippy toes, so the shoulders are gonna move forward and backwards over the wrists. Arms are locked. Plank position, 3, 2, 1. Then at a 6 count, we're gonna lower all the way to the mat. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, cobra pose or your upward facing dog, hands nice and rooted on the sides of the body, elbows over the wrist. Hold it here, 3, 2, shoulders rolling back. 1, exhale to your downward facing dog. Pedal your knees out, walk your dog. Lift the leg if you want to. Stacking the hips, getting some breathing room in the hips. 3, shoulders pressing nice and evenly. square towards your mat. Two. Inhale high on your tippy toes and then tippy toe all the way to the top of your mat. Feet are hip width apart. Opposite hand, opposite elbow, ragdoll. Forward fold, Uttanasana. Option to grab opposite elbow. You can have your arms dangle or interlace the hands at the low back, taking a little forward fold here. You can bend one knee at a time. Feeling out the hamstrings. Also checking in with the feet, getting nice and rooted in the feet, lifting the toes up. Checking in the big toe mound, little toe mound, and the heels. Three. Two. Coming up left, and all the way up, just off your knees. Shoulders up to your ears and exhale down the back. And then lift your shoulders forward, backwards. Maybe some arm circles. Big arm circles. Backwards. Forwards. Maybe some little arm circles. Just checking in with the shoulder girdle. Arms relaxed on the sides of the body. Inhale, arms sweep up. Deep breath in. Exhale to your forward fold, swan dive. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, high plank. Press as far forward as possible on the tippy toes. In six count, we're going to lower halfway. Chaturanga. Five, four, three, two, one. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale to your down dog. Inhale, high on the tippy toes. Exhale, feet top of your mat. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, arms reach up. Tadasana, mountain pose. Exhale, side bend to your right. Right wrist grabs left wrist or the left elbow for three. Nice and rooted in the feet. Extending from the hips, growing from the hips. Two. Inhale back to center. Exhale to your opposite side, taking your wrist option. Inhale, back to center. Take a little slight back bend. Hands come to the low back for some support if you want. Inhale that heart to the sky. And then exhale to your forward fold. Inhale to your halfway lift. Exhale to your chaturanga. Inhale, cobra, upward dog. Exhale to your down dog. Inhale your right leg to the sky. Exhale, right knee, right elbow for three, two, one. Inhale, right leg up. Exhale, right knee, left elbow for three, two, one. Inhale your right leg up. Exhale, right knee to your nose for three, two, one. Step that right foot forward, drop the back knee. Untuck the toes, arms sweep up, deep breath in. Right hand down, left arm reaches up and over towards the right for three, two, one. Both hands come down, shift the hips back. Half splits, full splits. Inhale, lengthen the torso, and then exhale, torso pours right over that front right leg, hips are squared. Breathing into this.
Every day's our anniversary.
Four, three,
we're all two, together, so much love.
One, inhale, shift the hips forward, teamwork, right knee stack teamwork, right over the right team. Ankle, untuck the back toes, or tuck the back toes. Curl off that back knee lifts up, hands still on the ground. Runner's lunge, we're gonna reach our right arm towards the sky, revolving our runner's lunge, sinking into these hips. Option, drop that back knee if you wanna get into this lizard pose. For three, two, one. Inhale, arms sweep up to center, rise up, touch a warrior. Full runner's lunge here. Hanging out for five. Pulling that left hip in line with the right. Four, three, two, one. Exhale, left hand down, side plank, open up towards your right. Option to drop that left knee underneath the left hip. Three, two, one. Exhale, chaturanga. Inhale to your up dog. Exhale, down dog. Inhale, left leg to the sky. Exhale, left knee to your nose. Inhale, left leg up. Exhale, left knee, left elbow for three, two, one. Inhale, left leg up. Exhale, left knee, right elbow for three, two, one. Inhale, left leg up. Exhale, left foot steps between your hands. Drop the back knee, untuck the toes, arms sweep up, deep breath. Exhale, left hand down. Right arm reaches up and over. Three, two, One exhale, right hand comes down. Both hands frame this front foot. Leaning forward and then shift your hips back. Half splits, full splits. Right hip coming in line with that left. Trying to anchor down that left hamstring. Get as much length as possible. Three, two, one. Torso shifts forward, hips shift forward. Right knee, left knee stacks right over that left ankle. Tuck the back toes. Left arm reaches up, revolve this runner's lunge. Option to keep that back knee drop down if you're feeling it. And both arms are gonna sweep forward. Inhale, crescent warrior, hands could be a heart center if you want. Get interlacing with the low back. And exhale that right hand down. Open up side plank towards our left. Here for five, four, three, two. Exhale, left hand down, chaturanga. Inhale to your up dog. Exhale to your down dog. Inhale, feet top of your mat. Exhale, forward fold. Sink your hips, chair pose. Inhale, arm sweep up, Utkatasana. Exhale, right arm back. Left arm forward, open arm twist towards your right or prayer twist to your right. Sinking the weight in the heels. Checking in with the knees, making sure the knees are behind the toes. And just playing with that balance of teeter-tottering, almost falling backwards. Inhale back to center, exhale prayer twist and open arm twist to the opposite side. Checking with the knees, make sure the knees are in a straight line. Always an option for side for any arm balances. It's your practice, feel free to pause whenever.
Hey, 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 hey,
it's drop the inches lower towards your mat.
Hey, where are the twin flames?
3 inches lower.
Where the light work is at?
Exhale to your forward fold. Inhale, arms keep up, keep breathing. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale to your halfway lift. Exhale to your chaturanga. Cobra. Inhale to your upward facing dog. Exhale to your down facing dog. Inhale, right leg to the sky. Exhale, right knee to your nose. Inhale, right leg up. Exhale, right knee to your nose. Inhale, your right leg up. Exhale, right knee to your nose. Step that right foot forward. Inhale, crescent warrior. Arms sweep up. Prayer twist to your right. Or open arm twist, option further. Side scissors, arm balance. And arms are going to sweep up back to center. Exhale, open up warrior two. Flip that front palm. Inhale, reverse the warrior. Exhale, extend your side angle. Left hand comes down. Side plank, open up towards your right. Three, two, one. Exhale, chaturanga. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Inhale, left leg to the sky. Exhale, left knee to your nose. Inhale, left leg up. Exhale, left knee to your nose. Inhale, your left leg up. Exhale, left foot top of your mat. Rise up, crescent warrior. Open arm twist, prayer twist, close your left. Inhale, back to center. Exhale, open up warrior two. Flip your front palm, inhale, reverse the warrior. The right hand's gonna come down. Open up side plank towards the left. Exhale, left hand down, chaturanga. Inhale to your up dog. Exhale, forward fold. Chair pose. Inhale. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, chaturanga. Inhale, up dog. Exhale, down dog. Inhale, two, four, half plank. Drop down, four, half plank. Opposite knee jab, opposite elbow. Make sure we got proper shoulder width apart. Heels are going to be together. Drop your heels to the left. 15. Heels back towards the right for 15, 14, 13, 12. 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Back to center last 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Drop the belly, drop the legs. Forearms extend straight forward. Still arm width, shoulder width apart. Sphinx pose. Taking a slight back bend from here. Stretching those lower abdominal muscles. Shoulders rolling back and open. Hips are nice and rooted on the earth. Relaxing the face muscles for 3, 2, 1, and shift the hips back. Child's pose. 6 breaths here, rolling the forehead left and right. Walk the hands to the left, to the right, or tent up onto the fingertips. Rolling the shoulders back and down. 2, 1, we're gonna inhale, shift forward onto the knees. We're gonna stand up on our knees now. Hands come to the low back for some support. We're gonna inhale, take a back bend, camel pose. Option to reach for the feet if you can reach for the feet or the heels. Heart lifting up towards the sky. 3, 2, 1, exhale, hands come down. Tuck the chin, curl the back, exhale, cat pose. Inhale, cow. Exhale, cat. Inhale, stand on your knees. Take that camel pose back bend. And then exhale, drop the hands down. Cat pose. Inhale, come back up. Last cow. Or camel pose. And then exhale, hands come down. We're going to lay out on the stomach. Arms are going to be out towards the T. We're going to stretch our shoulders. So arms are out towards the T. We're going to roll onto the right side. So right arm's going to be extended out towards the right. Left hand comes in towards our left pectoral muscle. We're going to open up our torso towards the left. Left foot is going to be flat behind our right leg with the left knee sticking up towards the sky. Everything's just relaxing on the earth. Nothing lifted. Right palm nice and flat. That right arm extended straight out towards the right, relaxing the head on the ground. Breathing here for this last minute. This side, you don't have to stretch, hold these shoulder stretches more than a minute at a time. And then we'll roll onto the left side, left arm reaches out towards the left. Right arm comes in, almost like we're gonna go into upward facing dog or cobra. And then we're gonna roll onto that left shoulder, left arm. Open up our right side towards the sky. Stacking that right hip on top of the left. Right foot behind the left leg. Right knee up to the sky. Relaxing the head. Hanging out here, breathing into this left pectoral that's getting stretched. Then we'll come back to center. Right arm's gonna extend straight forward now. Through the top of the mat. Okay, take that left arm, thread the needle right underneath that right armpit. Our chin is gonna come towards this left shoulder. Legs are extending straight back, and then we're gonna draw this left knee up towards our left side. Hip height, almost like we're going in the tree pose with the left leg lifted. And just press into that left knee to give you some more torque to spin towards the left to open up this stretch a little bit more of the outside of that left shoulder. Hanging out here for this last, finishing up this minute.
Then we can unwind that left arm, unthread it, swirl it around clockwise, counterclockwise, and extend the left arm straight forward. Send that left leg straight back, bring the right knee up like tree pose. After that, right arm threads underneath the left side, chin towards your right shoulder, looking towards the right. Trying to spin the body open towards the right, like we were doing side plank. And that'll give you more torque to stretch that outside of that right shoulder. Then we're gonna extend the right leg straight back, and then we're just gonna open up towards our left, rolling onto our back, coming to our final resting posture, Savasana. Option to pause it here, get a shoulder stand, plow pose, happy baby. We can grab the happy baby real quick. Hands are gonna grab the outside of the feet. Knees are gonna draw in towards our armpits, rooting down our tailbone, nice and solid. And then just keep pulling your feet in closer towards your hips, stretching those hip creases out. Maybe straightening the legs one at a time or both. Just breathing into this happy baby. And then we're gonna bring the soles of our feet together, reclining butterfly, knees open out to the sides. One hand to your heart, one hand to your belly, shoulders rolling down away from the ears. Just relaxing the face, neck muscles. We're gonna interlace the hands at the base of the neck. We're gonna use our hands to gently give us a supporting neck roll. We're gonna go both hands, bringing our neck straight forward. And then our hands are gonna draw our head towards the left and then towards the right. Giving ourselves that chiropractic treatment, except it's yoga. And then the arms are gonna extend above the head, legs extend straight down the mat, coming into our final resting posture, Savasana. And then arms come down along the sides of the body, palms facing up if you want. Shoulders down and away from the ears. And just taking as long as you need here. Come to that breath. Hanging out here, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, at least just go recoup, and then we'll just say hit pause here, do whatever you need to.
Relaxing in Savasana. If you want to take one hand to the heart, one hand to the belly, you can also put the soles of your feet together, let the knees splay open wide, reclining butterfly, letting the inner hips, groin, get a little breather. Or you can have your legs up a wall or any other hip opener of your choice, any version of your choice, you know, cook's choice. Just listen to the body. If you're in Savasana, you could also be on your belly as well. Letting the heart get grounded. Just breathe in. 3 more minutes. Finishing out the song.
Play on Saturday, or maybe we could roll a tree and feel the breeze. listen to the rules, or maybe eat some passion fruit, or maybe cry to the blues, or maybe we could just be silent.
And if we speak about Revelation 3:17 from the King James, at least, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And then ending, and the fruit of the righteous is sown in peace of them that make peace. So we can learn from every book, every text, every predecessor of wisdom, holder, keeper of the secrets. We just understand that there's something that transcends what we perceive as this physical. We say above, we say in the air, we say space. Maybe the space between our ears, the space between me and you right now. But regardless, the greater. And yet we find common ground, and I'm grateful. Whatever language we grow up in, there's some learnings that we can gather. For each of those texts, and most of all, the principle of just vibration and resonance. Do you get those goosebumps? That's someone's thought, actions, demeanor, voice resonated with you and your thoughts, reverberating throughout every cell in your body like a domino effect. Cascade in joy, or the opposite, and then finding the balance. We keep striving. We'll finish out this Max Power Minutes.
watching screens getting high. Girl, you keep it so fly with your sweet honey buns.
Legs extend straight down and then exhale. Draw the knees in towards the chest. Forearms wrap around the shins like a cannonball and just squeeze everything in. Massage it out those hip creases. Take a deep inhale. Hold the breath at the top and keep squeezing everything in. And then exhale and just roll towards your left or towards your right. Take a few breaths here. Give yourself a nice hug, affirmation, maybe rekindling your intention for the rest of the day. Or just agenda. Your intention and agenda. Life. And then we'll rock it up to a nice, easy seated position, getting nice and rooted on the sit bones. Get a little shoulder, neck roll. Shoulder roll forward and backwards, neck roll side to side. Take a deep exhale. Purge all the air from the lungs, belly button, the spine. Drop the head. Shoulders roll a little bit forward. And then inhale, arms sweep up, deep breath in, shoulders opening up. Exhale, hands at heart center. Namaste. Namaste, the light in me honors the light in you. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great day. Leave a comment. What poses, what you want. Any personal initiatives. Nash says hello. Stay well. Dip fam.
Much love, much love, much love. Ending out on that girl, Stevie Wonder. Shout out to all the benevolent creators. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you.
First, I must come to terms alone to quiet myself, restore my breath, and understand that if I make the choice, then I can be above the line. Above the line, accountability, love, creator, responsibility, choice, humor, trust. Wonder. Below the line, judgment, shutting down, I can't, fear, worry, doubt, anger, victimization.
So if we keep our thoughts above the line of mediocrity, of those low vibrational threshold, then we keep compounding that good karma, good thoughts, good actions, good reverberations of healing, chemicals being released throughout all of our cells talking to each other, having a good time, co-creating with the environment around us. Stay well. A little pep in our step. 3-minute vinyasa. Always take your time on the recovery stretches, 3 to 7 minutes, but you could always stay longer as you need to throughout the days. Always work with how the body's speaking to you, how you're speaking to the body, how you're using it, how you're nourishing it with your food and thoughts and water, hydration. Stay hydrated as much as possible with water. You can use that electromagnetic frequencies throughout your body, help reverberate, receive the proper frequencies that you want that'll help you have that superhuman intelligence that all your ancestors worked so hard to keep compounding. So we pay our respects and we keep going. Namaste, namaste. Give yourselves a great big hug. Self-love, self-love.